from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
And now we know it's only going to be for an inning. There was a rumor out there over the weekend that the Pirates really had to, not push, but they let the Diamondbacks know that their preference would be for him to start. Have you heard this story?
I have not.
Tell me if you buy this. Now, we also have this report now that Rob Manfred was willing to step in and make sure that Skeen started over any other National League starting pitcher because he thinks it's good for business. And guess what? For once, he's right.
I was going to say, I'd like to think that if Skeen somehow played for another team, which sucks to even imagine at this point in time, that I would feel the same way if it was some other team getting a big bump like this from him. It's just good to see baseball apparently trying to actually market its game.
So the rumor with Skeens and the Pirates letting Arizona know, hey, this is what we want you to do with him, we really would prefer that he starts, has nothing to do with trying to heighten his brand or make him a bigger deal and get more interest in the Pirates and get more jerseys sold and people coming to PNC Park to watch him pitch. Apparently, it's because they don't want to change his routine at all.
And this would be like his bullpen session.
But they don't want him to warm up in the middle of a game and come into a game.
So they just want him to continue to function as a starting pitcher.
Yep. So do all his things, throw the football before the game, put that jetpack thing on, take the medicine balls and throw them backwards against the wall.
They're being very,
they do all of those
things.
They're
being very conscientious about how they manage him.
Do you buy that, first of all?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because I think they are trying to manage him at a granular level. They are trying to be as careful as they can. And you know what? I know it pisses people off when he gets removed from a no-hitter. I mean, it made me mad in the moment. I wanted to see him keep going. I can't really complain about anything they have done with Paul Skeens to try to keep Paul Skeens the best version of himself. You know why? Because he's starting in the effing All-Star game, at least in part, you would think, because they have done a good job of getting the most out of him.
I did say, though, a year ago when we were getting ready to embark on this Skeens journey that I felt like he might be F-up proof. That he's just that
good. Yeah, but there's a difference between F-up proof and being this, which is the best pitcher in baseball.
Correct.
So there's a pretty big gulf. Like, he himself said, yeah, I wanted to be an effective major league starting pitcher. Like, I envision myself hopefully being an effective starter by this point in my career. He's literally the best pitcher in baseball. I think if he has a second half that's like this and he gets close to 150 innings, he will win the Cy Young.
Did you steal that from
Jeff Passan? No, I said that last week. I said that last week.
Do you think this is take plagiarism by him, what he said on McAfee today?
His stuff's so good. Like, are we thinking Paul Skeens should be like the odds-on favorite to win the NL Cy Young?
I think he's got as good of a chance as anyone at this point, and that's with a multi-like head start that Chris Sale had, for example. You know, Chris Sale's been awesome this year. Ranger Suarez was been ridiculous this year. And I think at the end of the year, it's going to come down to just how dominant he's been. We had this case a few years ago when Zach Wheeler had, I think it was like 40 more innings than Corbin Burns. But Corbin Burns's 170 or so innings were so good that it wound up getting him the Cy Young. If Skeens continues through the end of the year pitching like he has right now, I think he's going to win the Cy Young.
So is that just stealing your take?
No. I'm not going to accuse Passan of take plagiarism.
But is that very similar to what you said last week? Is that pretty much?
Yeah, I think I just said that people aren't taking this part seriously because the innings he's behind in starts, but very real chance he will do the following: start the All-Star game, which at that point we knew, win NL Rookie of the Year, which seems like a foregone conclusion at this point, unless he completely has the wheels fall off, and then win the NL Cy Young. Because I think he is the best and most dominant pitcher in baseball. And if he ends up starting, what has he done? 11 starts. If he gets to like 24 starts or something like that and has an ERA that's around 2.
And you're convinced the Pirates will let him do that?
Well, I think it's innings for them. I think they're doing like the biometric
stuff. Because
Passan
didn't even bring that up. He didn't even mention the fact, well,
I think it's
cool
innings.
Your jets
innings
here.
And biometrics.
They're not going to let him biometrics.
Oh, I think you don't think they have him hooked up to some tracker?
Absolutely. I think they're tracking heartbeat.
They're tracking everything with him. I think that probably
informs. How often he farts.
I think that informs their decision to take him out of that game in Milwaukee more than any pitch count does.
Do you think they've actually had a conversation? Wow,
Paul, how are you pooping?
He had 4 bowel movements today. Is there something we're doing?
Paul,
wrong?
Cut the fiber, okay? You're regular enough as it is.
But hold on, though. I think that they track it that closely.
Well, who's got to be the employee who's like, Paul, could you please document your dumps?
Can you take a picture of it so we can see if the coloring...
Is it too loose?
Seriously, though.
I don't think that they're... I think at a granular level, they stop short of how are your bowel movements.
How about...
Hydration?
How about give us... Exactly.
What's
give
the
us
color
a report
of your pee?
Of exactly what you put into your body today. Every food item you had.
He would be happy to do that anyway. I think he's that kind of guy. I mean, he talks about being that kind of guy with how he treats his body.
I know, but I'm saying...
Do you remember the Texas pee chart where it said if your pee was too dark, it was a bad guy
and a bad teammate? I'm saying they're doing that.
No, I think they are. I think a lot of teams do that. I don't think they are unique at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.